Prague, September this year, is it the same way like in Seattle, or do you plan a complete new thing? What is this?
For sure, we would like to... For sure, we are pretending ourselves as a part of a white social movement, expressed itself in Seattle, and we would like to continue in these actions. And I come from Prague to introduce our IMPEC, which stands for Initiative Against Economic Globalization, which main purpose, which was established just related to the September events in Prague, and its actions began with the beginning of this year, but I am not organizing stuff from the very beginning, but just for a couple months. And I'm personally dealing with the organization of culture activities. As I already told, IMPEC is not a kind of organization, but it's more like umbrella, a platform joining various organizations and individuals who have a common aim to express their opinions about actions and policies of IMF and World Bank, to facilitate people's struggle to make the ultimate measure will of people and not interests of business. And our aim is to express our opinions and try to stop the IMF and World Bank meeting, as was accomplished in Seattle and was tried in Washington. The organizations and individuals joined in IMPEC have very different, let's say, ideological backgrounds, ranging from communists, anarchists, to environmental activists. And what do we have? What's uniting us? Is project to fight against policies of the organizations that are making their annual meeting at 26th till 28th of September in Prague. As you probably heard, officials are trying their best to assure safety of these meetings, because after what happened in Seattle and Washington, they are really scared what can happen in Prague. For IMF and World Bank, the main purpose of these actions is kind of public relation action, because in fact there is not really decided, these meetings are not really decision bodies, and the delegates, just like the Congress tourism, because perhaps as this is a part of as well as some congress which is dealing with informations, for sure for them would be better to establish some other means of communications, not to make a congress which will gather 20,000 delegates from around the world in one place. They are going to be very harsh adjustments of city transport. They are planning to make like a protective belt against the place where all these delegates will meet, which will very affect the lives of all the people in the surrounding areas. And they are spending huge amounts of money from the resources which could be employed for other purposes, for social welfare and stuff like this. From Seattle we have learned that such actions organized on the widest possible platform, joining the activities of labor unionists, ecologists, and all the people who are willing to express their opinions about influence of policies of IMF and World Bank, can bring some results. At least after these happenings, the officials of IMF and World Bank are expressing some friendly face towards the public. They are admitting that they were committing errors in the past and stuff like this. For sure, this is less than nothing for the countries affected by their policies, because it's just a lip service for the public. But it shows that such actions can have the influence, and mostly these actions are teaching people to stand for themselves, to return the politics back on the streets from where, for example, in Eastern European countries in the last decade there was a period of strong spirit of resistance, and people were doing the politics in the streets, and they were able to facilitate, like, smash the former corrupted regimes. But after this, they were told by politicians to return back home and to not to take care about situation. And now the situation in many spheres is worse than before. And one of our aims is as well to return the politics on the streets. And perhaps I should make some further points. What we don't like about IMF and World Bank, and it's not only IMF and World Bank, this is a part of a wide spectrum of organizations which were established past the World War II to stabilize financial situation and to facilitate economic liberalization, right, and stuff like this. As well, some similar actions as I'm now talking about, which will happen in Prague, are happening around the world with to response meetings of World Trade Organization, GATT, and all these kind of organizations. But because for Prague the specific situation is dealing just with IMF and World Bank, I will not focus on these organizations in my speech. And so let's begin with the IMF, which aim of which is to help countries having some financial problems and stabilize national economies. But frequently this is done just under the heading of structural adjustment programs, which subordinate the national economies to the rule of the free market. The states are forced to scratch their social expenditures. They are forced to open their market for multinational corporations. They are forced to ban such environmental laws that may harm operations of multinational organizations. And all this they have to do in order to reach the financial help they can get. And the other point is that these policies are mostly introduced in developing countries with unstable political systems, and the money these countries are getting from organizations I'm talking about are sometimes used in other ways that was pretended. They are used for arms spending. They are used for a lot of amounts are just go in the pockets of dictators, and for all the sorts of corruption. And substantial amount of this money goes directly in contracts with United States or multinational corporations and stuff like this. And it was calculated that every dollar spent on such international help brings like $3 in projects for these companies. And they are not about accepting such a proposals are not deciding the people, but the governments, who are in these cases in a lot of cases no way democratic, but the outcome is mostly aimed at the people, because the officials will not suffer after such debts are so high that the country is not able to repay them. And even in this nowadays, the inflow of the financial help is 9 times less than the outflow, which consists of repaying of debts the coverage of the persons that are added to the debts. But there is no place to talk a lot about these projects that are in fact doing more harm than helping to the countries they were designed to help, even especially I can focus just for the borderline of all these operations, which are aimed to facilitate some big huge projects which are considered to be economic effective, but they are not any way connected with questions that cannot be calculated in terms of profit of mostly multinational corporations. They are neglecting environmental harm. They are neglecting that for all these huge dams, World Bank is financing. Lots of people were removed. These are hundreds of thousands of people who were removed from their homes and didn't get any reparations. And these policies are affecting not only people in the third world. They are affecting even the countries as in the Eastern Europe, which is not so, which the people living in these countries are not so familiar with. They are lot of times they are thinking that this is just the problem of developing countries, and they are influencing as well living standards in the developed countries. And because unless all the countries will be able to sustain the pressure of multinational corporations to lower wages, lower social insurance, to make production cheaper, it will affect production in these countries as well. some specific point which I want to make, because this speech is a part of free speech camp focused on media, is, for example, how the official media are reporting about situation in Prague and actions regarding it, and which is mostly in the way that they are asking, well, they are like making some exaggerate numbers about how many people will come to Prague. They are even reaching 100,000 people, expecting 100,000 people. Our expectations are something 10 to 20,000 people coming to Prague. And people can really get no information from the official media what these organizations are for, what we are for, what do we do, and what are our reasons. They can just know that there is something happening, and they are ordered to prepare for something like war. But even if the official media are informing in this way, we have to use this conventional way of informing people, to work with the media, to organize outreaches, because even if, for example, internet or all these technologies are for our purposes more suitable for telling what we want to, when somebody wants to get some information from internet, he already has to have very specific vision what he is looking for. And so all the means of classical communications we have to use before we can get in touch via internet and stuff like this. So I don't want to get to the more technical points. There will be another meeting with those who are willing to come to Prague after this round of meetings will be finished here after 8 o'clock. I will be in the social club, so anybody who wants to go to Prague and talk about more technical questions can wait me there. I just want to say that anybody who is willing to Prague will be welcomed, and if somebody thinks he can help us, it will be appreciated mostly. And for example, how you can help? You can make some fundraising, you can contact some groups or sound systems that can be part of our culture activities in Prague. You can send some technical stuff as computers, mobile phones and stuff like this. And most especially, you can tell your friends about these actions and distribute the information about it. So that's all for me for now, and if you have any questions, please ask.
Der Hinweis, also er lädt ein um 20 Uhr oder im Anschluss an die Diskussion, die um 20 Uhr enden soll, mit den Interessierten für Prag sich zusammenzusetzen und auch organisatorische, aber auch inhaltliche Fragen abzuklären. Hier at 20 o'clock or?
In the social club.
In the social club, okay. Ja, bitte gleich Anfragen oder Provokationen. Bitte ganz hinten.
Okay. So I'm Alexander Drungajov from the Internet Society. I'm from Bulgaria, and I have just a few questions. I wrote some things to you were talking. So, do you intend any actions? You didn't clear that out, similar to those in Seattle and Washington, to those strategies used there. I mean, you know what happened in Seattle and Washington. There were some problems with the police, etc. And you talk about 100,000 or 200,000 people to coming to Prague.
Clear the number of people coming to Prague. 100,000, it was a very exaggerated number which is used by the media to shock the people. The amount will be much more or less, but for sure there is a plan of some actions which are not organized just by INPEC, by other platforms as well, and for INPEC and for sure for all the Prague events, the biggest action is this day of action 26th, and during this day in the morning there will be actions of something called affinity groups, which is a strategy which was employed in Seattle. These affinity groups are small groups of people from which everybody knows each other. They are coming, for example, from one country, and they are doing blockades, so they are blocking hotels and stuff like this, and it's very useful because, for example, if they have some problem with police, somebody is put in jail, they can coordinate their activity and they can make some efforts and they can reach our help. And other things is that even the officials are scared about police violence, because police is very unprofessional in Czech Republic, and there were problems with this in previous years, and now in such a big actions we can count with anything. So there is another organization called Legal Patrons, which are designed to monitor police violence, and they will be equipped with special violet tricots to be distinguished, and they will have some special rights, for example, to get in the police station where the people are kept and stuff like this. And it has some support for sure to grant them these powers. It is supported by part of the officials, but not of all of them, and it's like it's independent organization. It's not a part of our project, but for sure we will choose the people who can be involved in doing this legal service, and mostly consisting of NGOs activists, and we have the means, mostly this organization is in favor to help the demonstrants, even if it's like nominal independent outlook.
Something more, if there is any more time. Yes. Okay, so you talk about those refunds of the International Monetary Fund and the control over them. You mean, as far as I understood, that there is no control over those funds and they go directly to the pockets of the politicians, right?
You mean the control over policies of this organization, or the control of what's happening with the money?
The control over the money, over the refunds from the international institutions, international monetary institutions.
I don't suppose even that it's a question of means to control what happens with this money. I suppose that it's even aim of this organization that they don't care what exactly happens with this money. They just use this money as a tool to get some laws or some reactions from the countries they are lending this money to. Take control of them and to make them to reflect the to introduce the policies they want. And in a lot of cases, they supported, for example, Ceausescu, they supported Suharto, they supported regimes of Franco, all this, and even they refused to support, for example, Allende. I just wanted to tell that the aims to give this money are not to help the country. The aim is to either the aim is to use this money as a tool of international politics.
Well, there are cases when the country needs those money. I mean, I can give, for example, Bulgaria in 1997, there was a deep economical crisis, so the country needed those money, and if there wasn't any international monetary fund or monetary institution, the situation could become even worse.
For sure, when we are protesting against these policies, we do not protest about lending money or giving money to countries that are in need of them, but we are protesting against the ways that are connected with this, and that in such a way it's doing more harm than helping. And even the situation is such that developing countries when they take the debt, they have to pay 25% of it a year, which is very much. Either these organizations don't suppose that they will get the money back, or they are just some questions about whether this, under such conditions, that it can really help. And the other thing is that we are not able to introduce any coherent policy what we suppose should make the functions of these institutions better, because we, as a platform, are joining a lot of organizations with different aims. And as I told, this varieties of organization is so widespread that they cannot reach a coherent conclusion about how these policies should be implemented in case World Bank and IMF will be abandoned.
Okay, thank you. So I agree in one thing that, not just in one, but in one I have opinion. It's about that sometimes the international funds use those refunds as instruments for control over the government or over the country. Okay, thank you. Thank you once again. I don't want to disappoint the audience anymore.
Dankeschön, Gerald.
You were talking about the whiteness and of the members of the platform, and I think this is a very typical problem about actual organization forms, labels and platforms. Where are your exclusions concerning right-wing members, organizations? Also, I have in memory these reports of Seattle about the mixing up, or not really mixing up, but going together of left and right wing groups.
For sure, we are no way cooperating with right wing opposers of IMF. And when I talk about right wing opposers of IMF. It can be said it about, like, for example, Nazis on the one side and anarcho-capitalists on the other side, and both of them can have their reasons to oppose the IMF, but we don't cooperate with them because, despite the fact that we, as a very wide mix of organizations cannot make some single ideology. We have one thing in common. We are willing to in our aims are towards system of social justice in which the people will really decide about their lives, which is not in any way compatible with the aims of this right-wing opponents of IMF.
I'm not really sure about that. Sorry. There are ideologies who say that they want social justice, and they are really right ideologies.
You are right, but in such a case, you cannot consider like just what the people are saying. Because if you ask anybody, he will tell you that his aims are good. So this is not the point to divide people to groups which who we can cooperate and with whom not. But it's understandable that we have some common points and that we can distinguish which kind of organization is in no way compatible with our aims.
Is INPEC the general platform for the resistance in Prague, or one of many other? I don't know.
There is another platform organizing this their own demonstration. But IMPEC is the organization which has most international contacts and most activists involved in organization of events, and it's just I it's supposed that the IMPEC will bring out the biggest actions.
My name is Matthias Reichel. I'm working also in the network against WTO and also in Euromarsch. And I hope I will come to Prague. A short remark on the policy of IMF is that they have demanded, as a result of their financial aid to a country, to reduce then social security, to reduce state subsidies for bread or for other primary food and other social service. So that is maybe a bit more liberalized, but it is one of the main aims still to make to create a system, an economic system in these countries that is in the view of the dominating Western style of capitalism. And I think it is also a link to the WTO, where it is mainly focused on the trade regulations, and there is also the free trade that national limits or national blockades, for example, against genetical food or so, should be eliminated for a really free trade internationally, and also the exploitation of raw material or other things. So I think there is a common point where we are fighting against these tendencies, because this is always the result is that the poorer are getting poorer, more poor, and the richer getting more rich. And I think then we are again with the money and the transfer of the money. And so I think there is something what is started in Seattle, and it will go on. Funny remark. So as I have read that the next big WTO meeting, as it was in Seattle, should be in an Arab Emirate in I think Dubai, and so it is something, of course, it's a bit easier than to block it between the sea and the desert. It is a bit difficult for the protesters to hire a caravan or a boat to go there, but it is, it shows a bit the crazy a view of them going into a strong fortress, and maybe they will try it also in Prague to make a really big fortress to keep the protest out of their conference rooms.
Dankeschön.
So, as a reaction, I would return to the point: what does the initiative against economic globalization means? Because this term globalization, it's like very well, very ill-defined, and perhaps it's part of one reason is that for media is more acceptable to have people fighting against globalization, which can be connected with different things. But what we understand under economic globalization is centralization of power connected with accumulation of capital, and which is connected with all these ways to liberalize trade, to introduce policies that will free the operation of markets, but they are called free markets, but they are not really free, because the markets are influenced by, like, the position of the market depends on what's the financial strength of the subject, and in such a situation where all the legal restrictions are removed, we have just the strong subjects and the weak subjects, and individuals are always the weakest subjects, unable to fight as individuals against the aims and of big corporations. So in this because all these organizations we are talking about, as you said, WTO and IMF and all stuff like this, are implementing policies in this to make easier this liberalization, we have the common point in fighting against them.
I've got a question about the thing Mr. Rauning, I think he's called, spoke of, the mixture of nationalist and anti-nationalist or internationalist protests against IMF and Monetary Fund. Will there be together protests together, or will there be differentiations in the place where they have their do their protests, their demonstrations, or will it be one in all, and the topics will mix up, and how do you think, will it keep get together, or will the different reasons of protesting be well visible for everyone?
Like as you can see here, there are not only Impact but other platforms doing their actions all these platforms are we are communicating together to make the schedule in such a way that people can attend the important actions of all these organizations, because to say we have common aims, and we are cooperating each other, and for sure there are some other organizations we are not cooperating with, and I'm not mentioning them here. It's like it can be an answer to the questions whether we will cooperate with these right-wing opponents and stuff like this. And every of these platforms has some different, it lays stress on some different aspects. but always there is some spillover, some part of it, like the common ground of these organizations.
Hello, Mr. Gotcheff. I've heard that Impact has been invited to the talks with IVF and World Bank representatives, but you have refused these invitations. And do you think this is the right strategy, not to talk with them, with the official representatives of these institutions? Do you think this is the right way to go?
The offers that were made by officials of IMF are part of their outreach or their image they are trying to establish, and there were some dealings with people who were representing these organizations, and our experience is that these people were cheating us. For example, there was one public meeting with representatives of these organizations to whom Impact members attended, but in front of the hall everybody was controlled by the police, and police were taking notes and details about the people attending to the place, and there happened such a lot of such stories. So we have good reasons to think that they are not really trying to communicate, and I don't wonder them, like, they are doing this just for their own propaganda. And even we don't suppose that such negotiations can reach some change in the policy of IMF. We suppose that the only thing which can change the policies of these organizations is to show that we have some power, or that we are not just some intellectuals talking about the subject, but that we are not we as organizations, but we as all the people who are attending these actions are some power that should be coped with.
Hi, I'm from the UK, yeah, so I'm just wondering what the surveillance is like by the police in Prague, because down in London, when there were protests there, basically everybody was photographed, and I still know people that are being arrested today. So what's the surveillance like in Prague? How bad is it?
You mean whether people are started to be arrested, not to be... I didn't hear you properly. Can you repeat that?
In the UK, yeah, and all the protests, the police routinely take photographs and routinely take notes. And instead of arresting people there, they actually arrest them later. So is that the same as in Prague, or is it slightly different?
At the moment, none of the organizers was arrested, but police is destabilization, like making actions against us in different manners. For example, when we agree with some venue, for example concert, or when we need to agree some place where the coordinators of the affinity groups could meet and stuff like this, and after this police threatens the owners of, or like the managers, and they after this they cancel the agreement, and they are doing like they are threatening the people in other ways as well.
You said earlier that our protest is against economic globalization, and of course I completely agree with that. At the same time, I'm working with the No Border Group, which is organizing camps at borders, protest camps against the border regime. So in a way, I think, well, I'm personally, I'm not protesting against globalization as such, because I don't believe that we can stop globalization, not just the economic globalization, but all that, all the present situation. And I've realized that, of course, there are right-wing groups that are very interested in the anti-globalization protest. I mean, that's always been something they are interested in. And I wondered whether it might be possible to see ourselves as the real globalizers, you know, the people who globalize in the way we want it, open borders for people and not open borders for goods and that kind of thing. I wonder what you think about that concept.
I perfectly agree with you. There was even one signed globalization of solidarity, not globalization of capital. And I already told that there are a lot of terminology problems with the word globalization, and it should be always explained what do we mean by this. And that it means that we are not, for example, against international division of labor, or against technology, or against internet, or stuff like this, which is sometimes inscribed to us by media, but it's pointless. And for example, as you told, that you are working against this this worsening of immigration policies, it's we have the same aims, because it shows that on one side the flow of capital is made easier, but the flow of people not. And it shows the hypocrisy of the current regime, which is enabling the financial flow to do, like, to remove all the restrictions, even if it's affecting all the spheres, the people, like, not to discuss this to any further point, but I agree in agreement with you.
Just to add something, that is really a terminological problem, and maybe it would be better to try to set up new terms, like my proposition would be something like cosmopolitics instead of globalization. But let's discuss about that.
Sammeln wir jetzt noch eine Abschluss Wortmeldungsrunde, dass wir dann pünktlich zu Ende kommen. Bitte, Matthias.
Just as you talked about borders, I have read about maybe there. I think it was in Impact. There could be some problems at the border to enter, as one of the participants of the protest in Prague, and there would be some. Of course, you need a passport. That is something normal. But then also you need then assurance for foreign countries, so for health reasons. And also about 60 German marks per day, you have to show that you have enough money to go there. And then there is still the possibility that the police at the border tells you cannot go in for and don't give any reason about. So I want to add, I had problems in the early 80s because cooperating with the opposition in Czechoslovakia to get the visa for Czechoslovakia. And then we have now a bit the same rigid system, but more sophisticated, also with computers and so on. And there was also in Radio Prague that they had announced that the well-known leading persons against who are against globalization and so will not have any chance to enter the Czech Republic. So. It was, I think, something I've heard.
Gibt's noch weitere? Weil dann schließen wir ab. Okay, keine weiteren Fragen und Anmerkungen, bitte. Peter und dann du.
So should
statement.
Okay. So to this, I wanted to return to this point later when the technical stuff will be settled. I have some materials here regarding this. So, but as the closing statement, I would just like to add that sometimes it looks that such a widespread activity joining people with sometimes different visions, which have just a common enemy, which is not really the fact in this case, but sometimes it's described that it's harmful for the process, but it can be seen even as advantage, because the people are motivated to express their opinions on some wider scale, to talk with others even on the topics they don't agree, and to unite in action, which helps to teach the people how to fight for their aims, for their rights, and even this process should be seen from this perspective, that even if it doesn't bring any immediate change, it educates the people in this way.
Danke, Gerald.
Rather cool. So just to return again to Raison d'agir, once again the date of the big Wiener Widerstandskonferenz, not the November Widerstandskonferenz, und ich glaube es wird so gut wie die Leute, die dort anwesend sein werden. Es werden vermutlich doch relativ viele sein. Die Plätze sind die Uni, das Wiener Burgtheater und das Depot, was den Kunstbereich betrifft.
Danke, Schott, dass wir nur so wenig Zeit haben. Ich hätte auch gerne ein paar von deinen Thesen diskutiert, warum die überkommenen Einrichtungen auch der Nationalstaat sind, weil das ist eine Position, die ich vom Kapital gewohnt bin. Aber die Zeit ist beschränkt, ich weiß. Ich danke euch beiden fürs Kommen. Thank you for coming. Ich danke euch für die sehr rege Diskussions- und Meinungsaustausch. Ich möchte noch hinweisen, um 18 Uhr gibt es Free Speech Roundup im AIC mit Pitt Schulz, Konrad Becker, Raphael Lozano-Hemmer und Thomas Lehner. Um 18 Uhr ab im AEC. Ja, und sonst see you im Radio Froh. Danke, schönen Abend.